100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less.
Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business.
Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Marco Russell here, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. And in today's episode, I'm going to share with you two ways to deal with those skeptical prospects. You know those ones where we find ourselves trying to convince them. They want us to convince them. They want to buy. They seem like they'll be a good fit, but they're like, And now you kind of start going through all kinds of stuff and working way too hard trying to convince this individual. So I'm going to share with you two ways you can implement starting today to deal with skeptical prospects. I'm gonna give you two examples. So number one, let's say you have that prospect that says, well, they try to get you to tell them why they should buy. So for example, some of them may say, well, why should we do business with you versus doing business with XYZ? And while most people would say, they'll start going into their catalog, talking about the magazines they've been in, talking about all this different type of stuff, right? But a better way, instead of going into trying to convince them, something you can do immediately is you can just say, well, I don't know. Why should you? And then you just lean out and you let them talk. Because one thing, they're actually expecting you to convince them. Yes, these people are actually expecting you. They're coming to the call expecting them to be sold. They're expecting you to try to convince them to buy or persuade them and all that. So when they say, well, why should we do business with you versus XYZ? And then you say, well, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't. And now they're like, that shakes them to their core because they're not used to that. They're used to somebody trying to sell them. So that's one way that you can do it. Number two, if they say something like, well, I don't know if it's going to work for me, or I don't know if fill in the blank, whatever skeptical saying that is, right? Well, you can simply say, one of the best ways to do it is just say, well, let me just give you an example of somebody like you who this has worked for. And then you give them a story. You share like a story of how this has worked for somebody else. Now you say, oh, come on, what if I don't have any testimonials? Okay, great. Well, use your story and how it's worked for you. Or use some other kind of analogy that may not be you directly, but you're using some kind of other analogy to help tackle it as well. So two ways. Number one, leaning out saying, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't. That's number one. Number two, I'm gonna give you a bonus one also. Number two is you giving them a story. Right. And then number three, when they say, well, I don't know, I need to think about it, I need to do some research on you or whatever, just kind of, you know, doing all this type of stuff. And you lean, especially like the real analytical people, you can just say, OK, cool. You know what? I'm not even going to let you join right now or let you buy right now. I would actually insist that you go do your research. Right. And make sure and run the numbers. Make sure it makes sense. Do that and then just reach back out. Right. Or we can schedule a call now or you can just reach back out. And then we'll just go from there, right? So now, again, you shake them to their core. They're not expecting you to actually say that. They're expecting you to lean in. What do you think? What do you got to think about? What do you mean? Aren't you just, they're expecting you to do all that. But when you lean out, they don't expect that. And now you'll realize you'll start getting these text messages out of the blue where they're like, hey, I'm ready to get started. So apply these three things when dealing with skeptical prospects. That's going to help you increase your closing ratio, and it's going to help you get a higher return on your ad spend as well and be able to serve more people in your coaching or consulting programs or services or whatever it is that you provide. All right, so that's it for today's episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.
Black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.